And cookies. Cookies are a part of this.
Oh, I'm glad you asked about cookies. When Kairos goes into a prison for a 3.5-day in-prison retreat, we flood the prison with cookies for correctional officers, staff, and certainly for the resident inmates. And people love those cookies, especially the inmates, because they seldom, if ever, get cookies. And so they stuff themselves with cookies, and people enjoy these cookies. We laugh about the cookies because there are always more cookies than you could possibly want. But we've come to think of those cookies, and this sounds strange, but I hope in my book it shows that it's real. Those cookies become like sacraments. They become like symbols of God's love. Overflowing love. We have a lot more cookies than anybody can eat, but we have a lot more love from God that any of us can receive. At least that's what we like to say.
But you also set the participants a particular task. Yes. You give them a bag of cookies and tell them they have to give it to someone very important, right?
We give two bags one time, and that's the first time. And then the second time, we give them two bags. This is on a Saturday night, and they keep one bag for themselves. And then they take the other bag to the inmate or the resident in their dormitory who's given them the hardest time giving the cookies to their so-called enemies. Now, on Sunday morning, people have different reactions to how the so-called enemies accepted the cookies, but everybody ate the cookies.